We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas. David ben Menachem Nush, Reb Chaim Yaakov, Reb Pinchas Elio. We're in Shkolim Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Barishona hayu memashkenin es motze'eha. So, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that if a person finds a behema in Yerushalayim or next to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, if you remember that, and the whole radius from places as far as Migdal Eder towards Yerushalayim. So originally, we would take a mashkon from him, from the person Achu Mevi Nisachea, until he brings the Minchas Nisacha, meaning these animals required flour and oil and wine to be brought along with them, as typical of a korban, Minchas Nisachim. But a person who found an animal may be reluctant to bring the animal at all because he's going to have to take money out of his pocket to pay for the Minchas Nisachim that goes along with it. So we would take a mashkon, we'd take a collateral from him until he brought this animal and paid or brought it with Nisachim. So what did these people decide? And you know what? They decided, people started saying, they find an animal, they would run away from the animal. People saw that dealing with an animal now means that I have to pay money out of my pocket. It's okay, I'm not going to bring the animal as a carbon, let it roam around in the city in Yerushalayim. So when they saw that, Hiskinu Beisdin Sheyu Nisachea Boin Mishel Tzibur. Beisdin made a takana, they made an enactment that the Nisachim could come from the Trumas Aleshka, from the Tzibur. This way there would be an incentive for people to bring these carbonos, these animals that they found within that vicinity. Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav Amar Rabbi Shimon Shiva Devarim Hiskinu Beisdin V'zechon Mehem. Beisdin made seven takanos regarding Nisachim and other topics related to carbonos, as we'll see. And this, the one we just said in the previous Mishnah, that we would that in such a case where the person found an animal, that we'd use the Trumas Halishka, we'd use the Tzibur money to pay for that person's Nisachim for the animal that he found. That was one Takana. And there are six others, there are seven altogether, that was one, and there are six others that are going to be listed in our Mishnah. Number one, or number two really, Nachri Sheshilach Ola Som, Midina Sayam, a non-Jew who sent his carbon Ola from far away. Now it doesn't have to be far away, just some say because Bisman Abayis, there weren't that many non-Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So the assumption was it's from Medina Sayam, but it could be from anywhere. The Rambam says it's from in Hilchos Shkolim, from a Medina Acheres. He's sending it away from another Medina. He claims, according to some Mefarshim, according to the Rambam, if you're with us in the Medina, we would tell him to bring his Nesachim himself. But here it's being sent from far away, and a non-Jew can send karbanos. Nedarim and nedavos are acceptable. We've mentioned this in the past. Pasuk says, ish, ish, and the second ish comes to include non-Jews. And what happened? Bishilach ima nesachim. You sent money for nesachim. We assume that it wasn't nesachim themselves. They would become tameh if he were dealing with them. But he sent the money for nesachim. So kraven mishalo, we can use that money, his, the non-Jew's nesachim money, to buy the nesachim for his carbon. Vimlav, let's see, he didn't send them along. So this is the takana, kraven mishal tzibur. We'll bring the nesachim from the Trumas Halishka for the purposes of this non-Jew's carbon. Next takana, v'chein ger. This is takana number three. V'chein ger. Remember, the first takana was in the previous Mishnah. V'chein ger shemes v'niach zvachim. You have a ger, a convert who died, and he left karbanos. He doesn't have any yarshim who can bring the nesachim for their father's karban. So what do? Im yesh lo nesachim, if he already set aside the nesachim, the wine, the oil, and the flour in his lifetime, krevin mishalo. So then we bring the nesachim from his money, and we buy it because he set it aside. Vim lav, so he wasn't mafish nesachim in his lifetime. So now all his that means all of his nechassim, you have to be careful, nesachim and nechassim. If he wasn't mafresh in the nesachim, the money or the flour, the oil, etc., for the purposes of nesachim, so, and now what happens now that he's a ger, he has no yarshim, so all his nechassim, all his possessions that he leaves over are considered hefker. So what do we do now? Kraven Mishel Tzibur. We bring the Nesachim for the Karbanos that he still had left around from the Trumas Halishka. A Yisrael, though, who dies and he has Karbanos that still have to be brought, the Yershim bring the Nesachim from the Nechasim, from the possessions of their father. Takana number four. Utanai Beistinu. Beistin made the following Tanai. There's a stipulation that they made that on what? Al Kohen Gadol Shemes. You have a Kohen Gadol who dies, and they didn't appoint another Kohen in his place yet. Shetehe minchaso kreva mishel tzibur. That his korban mincha should be brought from the tzibur. What are we talking about? So the Kohen Gadol every day brought a special mincha, which was unique for the Kohen Gadol, which was, the Kohen Gadol was not necessarily so busy. But one thing he did bring every day was he could do any avodah that he chose to do, but he didn't have to. We know Yom Kippur was very busy, but daily he did bring what was called the Minchas Chavitin, which is an Asiris Eifa Soles. And what he did was, with that tenth of an Eifa of flour, he brought Machatzisa Baboker Umachatzisa Ba'erev, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra. So here we have a Kohen Gadol, and he passed away. Now, the way the Minchas Chavitin would work is he didn't split a half an Isaron in the morning, half an Isaron at night, but rather he'd bring a full Isaron in the morning and then split it. And he would then knead, from each half Isaron, six chalots of matzos, which are 12 altogether for the Holy Saron. Half in the morning he would makriv, and half in the afternoon. So if the Kohen Gadol dies after he was makriv, the six chalos in the morning, the half Saron in the morning, and now they appointed a Kohen Gadol in his place, this Kohen Gadol in the afternoon does not bring the half Saron that the previous Kohen Gadol left. Nor can he bring a half Saron from his own. Rather, he has to bring an Isaron Shalem, this new Kohen Gadol, in the afternoon. Has to bring a holy Isaron from his own, and then he splits it. So what? Obviously, half he'll bring Ben Harbaim in the afternoon. What does he do with the other half? The other half he leaves over until Belina, until it becomes disqualified by staying overnight, and then it has to be burnt. Not only that, there's still the half that was left from the other Kohen Gadol passed away. You have to do the same thing with that. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah coming to teach us? If a Kohen Gadol died after he was makriv, the half mincha in the morning, and they did not point a Kohen Gadol in his place, so now what do? So we explain what to do when I have a new Kohen Gadol. What he should do, he bring a whole Isaron and split it in half. He brings in the afternoon, and the other half you have to burn. But what about if you didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol, and now we have a half Isaron left, what do we do in the afternoon? There was a takanas based in that the minchas chavitin is brought mishel tzibur from the trumas halishka. That is the takana number 4 that Rabbi Shimon lists. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Michel Yarshim. By the way, the takanos are not over in this Mishnah. Well, the other takanos are found in the next Mishnah, so we're not going to do them today, but we're going to deal with the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon was the one who said, you bring the mincha Michel Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Michel Yarshim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Yarshim, the Kohen Gadol who died, who had brought half of that Minchas Chavitin, if they haven't appointed a new Kohen Gadol yet, there that we take their money, and that's where we buy the full Isaron, split it, and take half of it and burn it and use that as a carbon, rather, for the Minchas Chavitin for the afternoon. Ushleima Haisa Kreva. And once again, this we know, this everyone agrees with, that the Asiris HaEifa has to be a complete one. You can't have it a half. It would have to be the Yisaron Shalem, and then it would be split. That would be true whether you hold like Rabbi Shimon that it's brought from the Tzibor, or according to Rabbi Yud that it's brought from the Yarshim and has to be full. So the Gemara has a Brice in Menachos and Daf Nun Aleph and Mibbeis, where it explains the sources in the Chumash for these halachos and Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon in specific. Says the Brice like this, Kohen Gadol, Shemes, Velo Minu, Kohen Acher Tachtav. Kohen Gadol dies, and they didn't appoint a new one yet. Minayin Shetehei Minchaso Kreva Mishol Yarshim. How do you know, and this is Rabbi Yehuda's position, the second opinion, how do you know that the Minchas Chavitin for the afternoon should be brought now from the Yarshim? Tamal Omar, Pasuk says, Va'akohen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonav Yaseh Osa. So we have to be careful. What are these words teaching us? Rabbi Yehuda learns like this, Va'akohen HaMashiach. It means the Kohen HaMashiach, who brought, you have either the Kohen who was anointed and he's still alive, he can bring his mincha, v'akohen HaMashiach, or tachtav mibanav, yaseh osa, that's the other half of the pasuk. Or if he dies and then appoint someone else, they can bring it. So that's what the Pasuk teaches us. V'akoin ha-mashiach tachtov b'banav yaseh osa. Akoin ha-mashiach, pause. He's possibility number one if he's alive. But if not, tachtov b'banav yaseh osa. Aye, maybe the b'raisa continues, yachol yakrivena chatzoin. Maybe we should allow the yoresh, the tachtov b'banav, to bring it only a half. Tamalomar osa. What does it say? It says yase osa. Osa is kula velo miksasa. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda who learns that it's the Yorushim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Brisa there continues in Menachos and Daf Nun Aleph. Chok Olam, it says there at the end of the Pasuk. What's Chok Olam? Is Mishel Olam, from the Tzibur. Chok Olam, Mishel Olam, from the Tzibur, the words Chok Olam teach us. Kalil Taktar, what does that phrase teach me? Completely, it should be burnt. Shetei Kula Bahaktara, meaning you have to bring it as a Shlema and not Lachatzoyin. As when it's brought from the Tzibur, you bring the whole thing and not in half. So Rabbi Yehuda learns that it has to be kula, not miksasa, from osa. And Rabbi Shimon learns it from kalil taktar. Halacha follows the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And that which the Mishnah teaches us, according to Rabbi Shimon, it was a tanai based in that the mincha is brought from the tzibur. So, hold on. Why is it a tanai based in? Is the stipulation of the rabbis of the based in? We just quoted Psukim in the Braisa from the Chumash that teaches you Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So the Gemara explains, and the Yushalmi as well here in Shkolim, that there are really two takanos. Really, originally, Min HaTorah, they brought Mishel Tzibur. This is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. It was brought Mishel Tzibur, and that was the original Min HaTorah, based on the Psukim he quoted above, Chok Olam, Mishel Tzibur, but the Chachamim saw, you know what, we don't have, the Lishka is under a lot of pressure, so they decide, you know what, we'll collect from the Yarshim. That was a takana that even Rabbi Shimon now agreed to allow what Rabbi Yehuda allowed. But once they saw that the Yorshim were being negligent and not bringing the Nesach, and not paying for their father, in this case of the Kohen Gadol situation, so they decided to go back to the Din Torah, and then it was brought from the Tzibur as a Tanai based in, and they brought it back to Din Torah. So really, it was started out as a Din Torah, but eventually became a Tanai based in.